to Social Geeks Episode 1, Skip to the Loo. This podcast is proudly brought to you by absolutely nobody, since it is Episode 1 and you haven't quite sponsored us. So put your name here, and for today, here we go. Welcome, everybody, to Episode 1, The Social Geeks. I myself am Chris from thesocialnetworker.com, and the ever-so bubbly and apparently nervous Corvita's there.
Hi, guys. It's Corvita.
Her voice, so everyone knows from Twitterland. So what we've decided to do is stop fighting over who can do the best site reviews and do a podcast series together.
Yeah. Yeah. And I, just for clarification, I do the best reviews.
Just for clarification, I can turn her off now at any time with mute.
Okay, no fear.
Where are we going to do this? Every week? Every 2 weeks? Whenever we want? What do you want to do?
This is going to be, we'll do it every 2 weeks. We have a busy schedule, and I have more free time, but...
countless hours of free time.
Yes.
She's posted over 4,000 tweets in a matter of like 3 days. She has countless hours of free time.
I did not do that in 3 days. I don't even think I've reached 4,000 tweets. Thank you very much.
Check your page. Yes, you have. Okay. So here's what we're going to do. You're at 4,034. Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
So here's what we're going to do. Every couple weeks, we'll come out, maybe sooner if we want to, but another site review about one of the new, you know, social network or whatever sites that pop up. For our first one, for some reason, we chose Tulu. And is that how they're pronouncing it? Do you even know?
Yeah. Caleb Elston, who is one of the developers for Tulu, he made a post about it because quite a few people were asking how the service is pronounced. And he made a post with two and then Lou, like skip to my Lou.
All right. So let's go into, we're going to break everything down as we can into what? Three sections. What's the site supposed to do? Then the UI, and then will we ever visit the thing again? Then we're going to give it some ratings at the end. We'll save that for the end. But we're going to give it some ratings. So you talked to Caleb already, correct?
Yes.
All right. So what is the site supposed to do?
Tulu is supposed to be a way to basically get a group of friends on it first. And what you're doing when you first sign up for the service is adding all of your feeds that you have, you know, whatever you subscribe to in Google Reader, wherever else you might subscribe to it. You're uploading them to the Tulu service, and Tulu provides matches for the feeds that you have. And the matches are provided with new feeds that you can find, and then users who also share similar interests in feeds as far as how many feeds you both might be subscribing to. And that's basically it. It's just a way to find out about new feeds based on your friends and other users of the service.
Joining it was pretty easy. Right now, is it closed beta still, though?
Yes, it's still invite only, but if you need an invite,
let us know.
Yes, do let us know.
Send us a Twitter, send us an email, we'll give you our addresses again, but it's really easy to do. So I went to the join page, I know I'm already in, but I wanted to, so I went through, you got the invite code, of course your basic profile info, but one cool thing is they'll either use OpenID or import profile information from somewhere else, even including Flickr, Twitter, Last.fm, and even Upcoming.
Yes.
And you pick a picture, which their sample pictures are kind of hilarious. It's like a llama and a fire hydrant and an elk. It's, I don't know if those are random for me, but
I don't know where they got those pictures from.
They're clean pictures, but they're the most bizarre icons that you'd ever pick. So once you get in, we log in, right?
Mm-hmm. I'm already logged in.
You're already logged in? All right, so what do you get first as I join my login here?
When you first log in, you're actually going to be sent to the activities page. And basically, it's a list of activities that any of your contacts have done within the past 24 hours or whatnot. So far, I have Lewis Gray. He's added a couple of feeds recently. Yep. Jeff is a Geek. He's just recently subscribed to Scriptkin, which everyone should check out. That's a cool site to also check out for social media. Caleb is doing the most activity on my feeds. He's added numerous contacts and numerous other feeds also.
Let's break this down. So when I first come in, I get nothing because I don't have any friends, I don't have any feeds, I don't have anything there at all, right?
No.
I've got to import. It's one thing I didn't like when I came into this is the steps necessary to get moving weren't clean. You know what I mean? It wasn't like a wizard popped up and said, do this, do this, do this, and go. To me, it was like, bring your OPML from your feed reader. Half the people listening don't know what an OPML file is.
Correct. Or even how to export it from your feed reader.
Correct. And I was kind of surprised they didn't ask you and not store the information. What's your login to one of these services, and we're going to go get your feeds.
Like they should do that. That would save a lot of time, for one.
Right. So OPML is an output file showing basically all the feeds you have. You can export it from a Google Reader, right?
Yes.
A couple other services offer an export. Some don't, because they don't want you to leave their readers. So they don't offer you an OPML export.
Hopefully you're not on one of those services either.
Right. Well, you know, I know some of them. Some of them have imports, but not an export ability. So I saw that. You can add a URL, and they'll go get the feed just by the URL. You don't even have to have the feed directly. They'll find it. Or then the bottom part was the bookmarklet. So that's why I said a lot of this didn't fit together on their page of how you actually do the import feature set.
Yeah.
So I was a little lost on some of that part, honestly. I understand what an OPML file is, but I know that most people have no clue what it is.
Yeah, if this was to go mainstream, this would have a very difficult time. Users would have a very difficult time for those who aren't tech-oriented in the least and right. have no clue about these terms, basically.
And they let you build a little bit of a mini profile about yourself and who your contacts are, so you can mm-hmm. actually go through that. You can see contacts listed, and what's funny is adding them isn't well laid out. That killed me. Because if I go into contacts, I don't see where I'm adding contacts.
Yeah, it's not at all. You would have to go to a user's profile, and once there's an option to add this person as a contact right underneath the user's avatar. However, that is pretty, anti-intuitive.
Do I have to find somebody first?
That's just it. You would have to find someone first, but if you went to... Well, once you import your feed, you can go to the matches section after all of your feeds have been imported, which doesn't really take a long time. Surprisingly, Tulu does a great job of importing the feeds in a very timely fashion. And you can go to matches, and from the matches section, you will see a list of people who match up to the feeds that you also subscribe to. And it's based on how many feeds you might share with another user of Tulu. And it doesn't have to be a friend. You don't have to be this person's contact in order to see them.
Okay.
So if I go to mine, the first person up is Devin Anderson, and I have an 89% match with him. And once you see the match, you also see a section that says feeds you might like, which is a list of feeds that this person subscribes to that I may also be interested in.
Okay.
However, that section needs a lot of work, because there are some feeds are listed more than once. You know, it needs a bit of a cleanup. It's not a bad recommendation engine, but it needs some serious cleaning up.
Yeah, because I don't get a lot of matches. And unless you know the person's name online, you really can't find them very easily.
Yeah.
I mean, like with you, we share some feeds. You have unique feeds. I might have unique feeds. It shows ones that I may like. But here's the big key thing that about this whole, the whole thing when you're in here is it's like, you know, discover new blogs and what they have. When you click it, it pulls in their feed for you on the screen. If I pick one that you had, it pulls it in. And then I have to add it to myself, and I can make it a favorite or not, or can recommend it.
Mm-hmm.
But it also wants to save it off to other feed readers, but yet I've imported from those other feed readers, so I want to save it back. Isn't the idea to stay inside of here?
The idea is to stay inside of here, actually, but they have an option so that if you were to add a feed that on Tulu, but you haven't added it to, let's say, Google Reader, you have the options. If you go to your account section, there's an option to automatically be redirected to your feed reader. And they have a list of choices such as a desktop reader, Google Reader, blog lines, net vibes. You know, it's a nice little list of other feed readers that you can also export it to, so that you can sync the feeds that you're adding in Tulu with your actual feed reader. So I thought that was a pretty neat touch. It's something that's very useful, because some people can completely forget to add this feed to your feed reader. And it also makes it a tedious process in the process of doing it.
So the social aspect is that you and I would share links in common, and based upon that, we'd be more compatible and match, and it would give me more recommendations based upon more feeds that I add and that I link.
Yes. Yep. That's the That's the social aspect.
That's the social aspect, but there's no integration with anything else, no integration with, of course, any IM or chat services, no messaging. It doesn't have any of those pieces that are in there. I just found it, you know, I get a list from you, it's like, I pulled up your profile, and it says, oh, here's some feeds you might like that Corvita has. I go, oh, okay, great. So if I click one, instead of us being able to see, you know, which ones you highlighted or which ones you like, sort of like a bookmarking in Digo, where it says, you know, bookmark this, and then we can show who commented on it or whatever. Mm-hmm. I add it to myself, but from there, I'm done. I mean, that's it. Now I've got a feed that shows up in my page, and that's it. So I was kind of
bummed out by it.
Bummed out by the whole fact that I thought I'd get a whole bunch more from this and a whole bunch more matches. Now, what is cool, they let you export all the feeds you add to another feed reader. They do give you an export ability under your profile. So you're able to actually, you can take your stuff with you.
I had no clue about the export feature. I was like, man, I'm totally locked into this.
Yeah, you can export, so you can go somewhere else.
I see it. It's right. A little button at the top next to invite a friend.
Right.
Okay.
So if I go to someone's profile, it'll show what we might like from theirs, recently added feeds by that person, what we both read, and what their favorite ones are, because then you can actually make things favorites. And that's something we left off, is you're able to favorite things, which I guess is like almost like a Twitter where you favorite a certain post, so I can favorite a certain feed. So like yours, you know, I'll mark it as a favorite because, you know, it's an okay blog. You do like okay site reviews, you know, it's...
I do awesome sauce site reviews.
They're acceptable, you know, they're okay, they're acceptable. So we'll just, you know, we'll go with that and make sure. But under favorite ones, I start building myself a list of feeds. I wish this had an interface to read these feeds like a Streamy, like a Link River, not Link River, like News Pond. I want to be able to kind of move my feeds to the shifter. I want to move my feeds over a little bit and see everything.
Yeah.
And then read and grab, and that's something I miss about this site a lot.
Yeah, some of the features that they do have, the integration in the way they play with each other and the way you would think they would interact with each other, they actually don't interact in the same way at all. I think that's something that they could also work with too, because the favorite feeds, even though you have them and you can see someone else's favorite feeds, I wish there was a better way to view it amongst the feeds that you already subscribed to. Like they're all on separate pages, and that's just way too many clicks for me.
Yep.
It's all over the place in a way. And I noticed that for the feeds, if you were to look at someone's feeds, the favorite feeds are highlighted in bold. They're bolded, but that's just not enough for me. Like who would know? If you had no clue about the site and you just registered for it and whatnot, you would have no clue that the bolded feeds are the ones that are your favorites.
Actually, I didn't know that. Thanks for telling me. I had no idea. I just saw that. I had no clue that's what that meant.
They need a tour. Tulu needs a tour page that or a cheat sheet or something to notify everyone. And I guess they don't have it so far right now because right now Alpha testers, it's in beta, right?
Yeah.
I think it's in beta right now. Most of the people testing it so far are people who would know these things off that. But if they plan to expand at all once they launch, that has to change. Because this could not possibly go mainstream. Nobody would have any clue. So they need a tour. need a tour link.
Yeah. I'm thinking they need more than a tour. That's just me. But I think they need more than a tour. I mean, I'm in here now adding them and... Yeah, I can see now if I highlight it as a favorite, it does get bolded. I can see, you know, your feeds, but navigating the feeds and navigating the information and building a profile is tough. And I'm not actually reading information. That's the worst part. Yeah, it helps you discover things, but I'm not reading things. I'm still in that mode where I'm just getting links to things that are not being consumed. I'm now building a list of feeds that I'm not reading because this isn't a reader to me. It's a screen that if I click the actual site name, oh yeah, here's my favorite feeds, now click and go. But there's no unread status. I don't know when you've updated your feed. I don't understand if you've got new postings in there or, you know what I mean? There's no usability there that says I need to go visit this feed again because it might have new information.
Maybe they haven't integrated that because of all the hoopla with that shifter is taking for integrating those exact same features.
Right.
Maybe that's why, I mean, I'm thinking that's the only reason why Caleb hasn't integrated it, simply because it was a hot topic. I mean, it was on Tech Mem for days, and he's trying not to step on too many toes because most of the people who are using Tulu actually had some say about this whole shifter situation. And I'm thinking a timestamp would be nice on some of these things, especially the activities page. But I guess he's just not trying to step on any toes. He's trying to find a balance, but has yet to find it.
What activities page are you looking at?
I'm looking at my activities page. I mean, I just removed the feed, you know, but
oh,
there are no timestamps.
When you first come into your own account, it's that activities page.
If you're logged in already and you click on the Tulu logo,
you just said that there is no way back to that page once you're inside all the friends. I had to actually go up and change the URL.
Yeah, to slash activity. Yeah, if you click on the Tulu button, that was found simply by luck. I just happened to click on it to try to go to the actual Tulu homepage, and that's what it took me to instead.
I had no idea.
It needs some serious organization. Like, it needs some serious organization. The integration for some of the features are just completely off. It's not very intuitive for people who have no clue about RSS feeds and OPMLs and importing and exporting feeds. It's not intuitive for them. And I think Tulu is going to miss out on a very big section of users by not having this interface more intuitive.
Well, then hit the third part. Are you going to come back and keep using it?
That's a difficult one.
Well, I know the only reason I come back, and I'll say this, is I get notified by email because it's my preference that says when you guys add a new feed, send me a little note saying someone added a feed. And then it prompts me, oh, I need to go back to the site. I don't think about visiting the site every day.
I don't either. I don't really pay attention to it unless I got the idea from Sarah Perez, blogger of Sarah in Tampa. She actually imported the RSS for her activities into FriendFeed. So I can see on FriendFeed when she adds a new blog and I don't have to keep coming back to the Tulu site.
Just for herself or the full herself and friends link?
No, just for herself.
Okay. Okay.
So I've done the same thing, but that's really the only time I'm reminded to check on Tulu unless someone recommends a feed, because I have had a few recommendations here and there. But otherwise, this isn't something that I don't feel it's necessary to keep coming back to.
All right, so we'll give them the final piece that they didn't know about yet. So what we want to do is start rating the sites. We have three ratings, and only three, to simplify everything you could possibly imagine. Forget 5 stars, forget 1 through 10. We have three simple ratings. The first one comes right from your site, which is?
Awesome Sauce.
The second
the winner.
One, right, the Awesome Sauce. You have a badge. You have an Awesome Sauce badge, which you need to put on my blog. The other side is, from my site, the Bastages, right? So we can keep
which
the podcast.
Suck.
Right, we want to keep it clean, so we use Bastages. But we said there's got to be something in the middle in case we pull a Siskel and Ebert. You know, we want to, you know, have a thumbs up, thumb down scenario. So we have, what is it?
Awesome Badges. Awesome. Was it Awesome Badges?
No, we went with Bastage Sauce.
Bastage Sauce. Okay. Bastage Sauce.
Bastage Sauce. So we have to give this site a rating. What do you think it's going to be?
It's going to be Bastage Sauce for me.
Yep.
Because it's not a total letdown. The concept is great.
It's in beta. It's growing, but there's a lot of... If he wants to get people... Here it is, the summary for me. If he wants to get people in, or she, or whoever makes it, there may be multiple developers. If they want to get people to stick to the site, you have to come out with a set of capabilities that says come back.
True. I agree. But for me, we need a better interface. We need a better and more intuitive user interface.
You and your UI design. It's all about the UI to you.
It is. I mean, because that's what is going to keep me coming back to the service. The UI. That's right. What does it for me. That's what hooked me in. The interplay I'm going to miss. If there was a great UI, I would think about that, you know, when I'm going through my day doing whatever I'm doing. You know, I might miss a certain feature or a certain way to do something on Tulu that another service might not has. So if another service came out to compete with Tulu and they integrated a better, you know, user interface, I would be more inclined to keep going back there than to use Tulu. So that's why it's the user interface for me, because that is what would pull me in. And I think in turn, that would also pull in everybody else. Everybody would like a better user interface, because that's what you have to use the most on the site.
All right, so what we've got is it nicely laid out. We like the idea. We need UI help. And until it gets some help around capability and UIs, it's not too sticky yet.
Right.
So we're going with the bastard sauce. I agree. I think that I love the idea, and I hope he grows it, and I hope it's a tool I keep using. But right now, unless I was getting those email prompts, I'm not drawn to it to make it an everyday tool.
Do you think more social aspects would help him at all?
Not just social. I think it has to do a lot of the fact of usability. Not even a demo or tutorial, but there's something missing from the usability. I don't know where to click for what I want to do. And I want to be able to see the feeds somewhere when I'm selecting them, and then go back to know that I need to read them. If I'm going to use this as an add-on to not just discovering, but reading some feeds, I need some sort of capabilities in it. Don't replace a feed reader if you don't want to. But you have to give me something to let me know that these feeds are active or they've been updated. You could add a feed that never gets updated again, and I would never know.
I just
need some sort of indicators, a flag, a star, a waving smiley. I don't care what it is at this point. Just give me something that's there. So
a waving smiley.
So a lighter note before we end this one, because we hit our mark for the intro. We're going to try to get some guests to come on and talk about sites with us. We already have some people said yes. I had some people say yes, and you did also.
Yes.
So we'll throw some people in the mix to give other insights. Are we going to be taking suggestions for sites?
Yes, we are. You're more than welcome to input any suggestions, or if there is anyone who, you know, it doesn't necessarily have to be a service. If there's someone who you'd like to see, we're more than willing to interrogate the mess out of these people. You know, just send a Twitter message, you know, a reply, a DM. You can find Chris on at I Do Notes, and you can find me at Corvita. We'll provide links to that also on the site.
So you can find us on the Twitter stuff. You can add us in there. You can find all our reviews on the blogs. She Geeks has her own blogs, right? And
yes.
Then we're not going to make our site a blog site. We're going to make it for the podcast stream. And link to
yes.
So
strictly podcast
people, so you don't have to worry about that. You'll be able to subscribe in iTunes, which hopefully you found it there for this first one. Even we'll get some people on. We'll try to get them out every couple weeks. And you didn't tell them our tagline.
Our tagline:
a podcast with a side of dipping sauce.
Isn't it wonderful? Please let us know your thoughts on this tagline. I think it's awesome sauce. If you don't, and if you feel like you have a better tagline in mind, you're more than welcome to input your suggestions on that also. I'd love to hear what you guys come up with.
Right, and keep in mind, because even if you suggest a site to us and it's your site, doesn't mean we're going to be nice. But we're not going to be mean. We like some stuff, but it doesn't mean we're going to be nice.
We're going to give you the truth. It's going to be, you know, a great dose of She Geeks, awesome sauce, and bastage.
All put together in one big package.
All put together, yes, one big melting pot. I mean, don't be scared. We won't humiliate you. We're not here to make you out to be some enemy.
All right, we hit the mark. The other ones will be a little bit shorter. We won't have the intros. We won't have to tell you about everything going on. So the other ones will probably hit around that 15 to 20 minute mark max. So episode one has been dipped. Is that we're done?
We're done.
We're done. All right, everybody, send us an email send us a tweet if you have anything else, and we'll see you at episode two, and if you have a site suggestion, let us know. I'll talk to you later.